欢迎诸位朋友参加我们晚上的布道聚会。
First of all, I'd like to welcome our friends and relatives to attend our service this evening.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与大家同在。
May the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ and blessings be with everyone.
聚会之前，我们一起低头来默祷。
Before we start, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们，奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
The name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service.
唱诗466首。
Let's sing hymn 466.
礼拜天的歌是那些梦啊。Strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He who taught his kind beyond all danger, gives unto the sinner his latest. Loving me.Part of pain and pleasures, mingle toy with peace and rest. Every day the Lord Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each child. All my cares He can with pity through me, He whose name is Counselor and PowerThe profession of His joy and treasure is the charge that on Himself He laid. As the days that strength shall be in measure is a pledge to do it in Him. Help me then in every tribulationSo to trust that promises the Lord, that I lose the faith sweet consolation, offer me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when joy and trouble meeting, here to take as from my Father's hand, one by one,The days a moment fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
我们站着低头来祷告。
Let us remain standing and bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
The name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们感谢你带入我们进入第二天晚上的布道会。
Thank you for guiding us to the second day of our spiritual convocation.
我们感谢你让每一个人能够来到你的面前来敬拜你。
We thank you for allowing every one of us to come before you to worship you.
愿主你照你的应许将你的平安喜乐赏赐在我们当中。
May you, according to your promises to us, shower down upon us your blessing, joy, and peace.
求主你打开我们的心，让我们对你的道理能够有所了解。
Lord, please open our hearts so we can have understanding of your words.
求你感动我们，让我们每一个人能够来追随你。
Please inspire us so every one of us can have the longing for you.
求主你带领祝福我们晚上的布道会。
Lord, please guide our service and bless our service this evening.
愿你同在。
May you abide with us.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
哈利路亚，阿们。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要先请圣荷西的献诗班来献诗再来请黄传道来证道。
We now the church choir to present a few hymns before our sermon starts.
His grace, God has blessed us with His love. God has blessed us with our voices. We should use our voices and the talents He has given us to praise Him. When we sing for God, let's lift our hearts and let our praises fill the sky. He is always there for us. He will forever be our guide and friend, and His love will never end. He doesn't care how we sound. He just wants us to sing from our hearts. Be filled with Spirit and sing unto Him. Come, Christians, join to sing.
神赐给我们丰富的恩典，以及他无穷止境的爱。他赐给我们所有的一切，让我们献上我们的赞美来歌颂他，因他是美善的，他的慈爱永远长存。让我们每一个属神的儿女，从心里，从灵里，高声颂赞天上的真神。诗歌旋律诉说他的恩典，让我们的心口一致诉说他的慈爱，因他是永生的神。让我们用歌声向每一个人见证他永恒的慈爱和奇妙。Thank you.
Hallelujah, 各位朋友，弟兄姊妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening, friends, family, relatives, and brothers and sisters.
晚上根据圣经一起来查考涌出喜乐之泉。
Today, according to the Bible, we'd like to study the topic, following from the fountain of joy.
有一次跟教会的同龄去探望去医院探望他的一位亲戚。
One time I went with another work relative.
是一个中年妇人。
And this person that we visited was a middle-aged woman.
交谈之后才知道他也是个基督徒。
After discussing or having a conversation with her, we discovered that she was also a Christian herself.
他为了要为主耶稣做工。
In order to serve the Lord,
所以在可以退休的年纪，他就办理退休。
She retired before her retirement age.
但是不久就检查出他有生病。
But shortly after that, she was diagnosed with an illness.
必须要住院开刀。
And that required her to be in the hospital to go under surgery.
因为她是个虔诚的基督徒。
Because for the fact that she was a fervent Christian.
她认为这个病算不得什么。
She figured that was not a big deal, that this illness that she has.
因为生命在神手中。
Because she believed that her life is within the hands of the Lord.
刚开始她是坚持不住院不开刀。
In the beginning, she insisted not to go to the hospital nor go under any operations.
但是她的家人很紧张。
But her family members were very nervous about that.
因为这样照一般常态绝对会对生命有危险。
Because under normal circumstances, her illness would have endanger her life.
在家人的催逼之下，只好住院开刀。
And after the pleading of her family members, she agreed to be hospitalized.
当我们去探望她，去医院探望她的时候，是开刀的第二天。
And when we visited her, it was the second day after her operation.
但是看起来精神还蛮好的。
She looked pretty spirited.
在跟她交谈的当中。
And during our conversation with her.
有一个信徒发现她床边有一本圣经。
One of our members found that she had a Bible next to her bed.
随手一翻
，So he flipped open the Bible.
那一本圣经是写的密密麻麻，红线蓝线画的很多。
That Bible had a lot of notes and a lot of highlights of different colors.
就算没有看圣经，光画那些线跟写那些字，也要花很多时间。
And just the efforts or the time of putting in all those highlights, all those notes.Require a lot of time.
其实她是很用心读圣经。
So, indeed, this woman was a very zealous, fervent Christian that studied the Bible very hard.
那个翻阅圣经的那个信徒吓一跳。
So after seeing her Bible, our member was in awe.
怎么有人圣经是这么精彩的？
How that he was very surprised to see one's Bible having so many colors and lines and notes in it.
那位病人说，我家还有跟这一本一样的，还有一本。
And this woman told us that she has another Bible, another version of her Bible at home, just like it.
也就是她看了两本，都用这种精神去看的。
In other words, she went through two Bibles in the same manner.As she did.
也因为她懂圣经。
And because of the fact that she studied the Bible.
所以教会就根据圣经跟她谈一些圣经的道理。
So our church conversed with her and discussed the gospel according to the Bible with her.
比如说谈到安息日的问题啦。
When we touched upon the topic of Sabbath day.
她不用翻圣经就可以直接跟你谈。
She did not even need a Bible. She could have a conversation with us.
关于安息日的经文在哪里，她很清楚。
She was very familiar with the locations, chapter and verses of in the Bible where it contains the topic of Sabbath day.
只是有时候解释不大一样。
However, some of her explanations of the verses were a little bit different from ours.
后来又谈到圣灵了。
And then we discussed with her about the Holy Spirit.
她还是很清楚。
She was very clear.
圣经在哪里记着圣灵的事。
She was very clear as to where in the Bible it records the topic of the Holy Spirit.
只是解释不一样。
However, again, her explanation differs from us.
教会的人为了不打扰他太久时间
and because we did not want to disturb her too much
简单交谈之后问他要不要一起祷告
after a simple and quick conversation with her we asked whether she's willing to kneel down and pray with us
还将真耶稣教会的祷告方式告诉他
we explained to her the method of our prayer
他愿意用这种方式来祷告。
So she agreed to pray with us.
刚一开始祷告之后
When we started praying,
发现她已经得圣灵了。
We discovered that she already spoke in tongue.
得圣灵身体会震动。
She had the Holy Spirit and her body was shaking when she was praying.
她人是躺着。
However,at the time when she was praying, she was lying on the bed.
身体震动，舌头跳动。
Her body was shaking as she was praying. Her tongue, she was speaking in tongue.
讲出奇异的舌音。
And she was speaking the mystery of a spiritual tongue.
当我们去帮她按手的时候
，When we laid hands on her,
教会的执事说，哎，传道，你看她是不是有圣灵
？The deacon of our church asked our pastor to see if to verify whether she has the Holy Spirit.
我点头示意说对她就是有圣灵
and I acknowledge the fact that she has Holy Spirit
那是在很短的时间祷告
and in our short prayer with her
也在很短的时间结束
we stopped very shortly
祷告之后
after our prayer
她已经受到圣灵的感动
she was inspiredand touched by the Holy Spirit.
流下眼泪。
She was in tears.
也体会到什么叫做圣灵。
And she truly experienced the Holy Spirit.
所以就比较能够接受真耶稣教会在解释圣灵这件事情。
So she was able to accept our explanation of Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天要谈喜乐这件事情。
Today we'd like to discuss the topic of being joyful.
绝对跟圣灵有绝对关系。
And it has direct relations with Holy Spirit.
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 4.
13节14节。
Verses 13 and 14.
约翰福音第四章13节14节。
Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 13 and 14.
13节
Verse 13.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。14节
14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。主耶稣在这里告诉我们
Jesus here tells us
喝了一般世上的水还要再渴
Everyone that drinks normal water in this world will be thirsty
生活的必需品
We all know that water is an essential element in our daily living
没有水喝人会死亡
Without water we will die
但是我们要不断的喝水
So we must drink water always
但是如果喝了主耶稣所赐的水
However, here it tells us that if we drink the water given by Jesus Christ
就永远不渴
We will never be thirsty again
难道主耶稣有特别的水吗？
Does Jesus Christ have a special kind of water?
什么叫做喝了他所赐的水就永远不渴？
What does it mean that when we drink of his water that we will never be thirsty?
原来主耶稣是站在生命的立场讲这件事情。
Jesus Christ was speaking of this issue or this topic from a perspective of his perspective of life.
人需要神的灵。
We all know that we need the Spirit of God.
人领受了圣灵之后，
When a person receives the Holy Spirit from God,
人的心灵才可以得到完全的满足。
We then will become or experience true contentment in our hearts.
而且这种满足是永远的。
And this type of contentment is lasts forever.
就好像泉源不断的涌出。
Just like the spring of living water gushing out forever.
人活着不单只是吃饱喝足就好了。
We live in this world not only to be fed or to rest.
人更需要有神的内住。
We live in this world needing the abidance of Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是主耶稣说的。
And that's what Jesus tells us.
圣灵降在我们身上。
That's what Jesus meant by having the Holy Spirit being upon us.
请看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音七章三十七节，一直看到三十九节。
John chapter 7 verses 37 through 39.
七章三十七节。
Chapter 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”三十八节。
38.
信我的人，就如经上所说。从他腹中要流出活水的江河来，三十九节。
39.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，这里告诉我们。
Here tells us,
信耶稣的人要受圣灵。
Those who believes in Jesus Christ shall receive the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵之后会得到喜乐，得到满足。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, we will receive contentment, we will receive true joy.
而且是像泉源一样不断的涌出。
And our joy will be like the streams of living water flowing from within.
心灵上实在的满足。
We will receive the true spiritual contentment from within.
所以人若渴了可以到主这里来喝。
So those of us who are thirsty can cometo Lord Jesus Christ to quench our thirst.
如果我们的生活还是空虚的，
if we feel vanity in our lives,
还是不能满足的，
if we are not content in our lives,
就是到主耶稣这里来领受。
When you come before Jesus Christ, you shall receive contentment.
那我们就会从圣灵得到喜乐。
Then you shall receive joy from Holy Spirit.
有一个妇人。
There once was a woman,
年轻的妇人,
a young woman.
她来到本会参加聚会好几次。
She came to a True Seek at our church several times.
但是她一直不能接受。
However, she could not, for some reason, accept our gospel.
教会在道理上的一些解释。
She could not accept some of theexplanations of our church of the Bible.
他说教会谈爱心，这个我懂。
She said that I understand when you talk about love.
因为每一个人都在谈。
Because everyone talks about it.
教会实行爱心，这个我领受。
I understand and I accept the fact that church is a manifestation of love.
我会感受到教会弟兄姊妹的那一份的。亲切。
And she says that I do feel the love and the care of our brothers and sisters.
但是教会如果谈天国谈地狱，
However, if church talks about heaven and hell,
谈神谈鬼，那个我不信。
And if the church talks about God and Satan, I do not believe in those things.
因为那个都看不到。
Because I cannot see them.
因为那个没有办法证明啊。
Because you cannot confirm or prove those elements to me.
哦，所以不知不觉他就比较少来参加聚会了。
So after a while, she did not come to church frequently.
但是再一次的他被陷害的时候。
But shortly after that, one time she was going under some hardship.
因为被陷害，所以成为不平安的人。
Because she was falsely accused of something by someone, therefore she did not have peace in her life.
因为精神受到很大的打击。
And she was undergoing a lot of stress mentally.
那个时候她自动回到教会。
And after that time, she came back to church.
虽然不完全相信。
Even though she did not have a complete belief in God.
但是遇到困难的时候还是姑且一试吧。
However, when she encountered trouble, she did come back to church and she wanted to try God as if see if God could give her relief.
其实她也没有办法了。
And actually, at the time, she did not have a choice.
她知道只有找教会了。
She realized that her only last step was to ask God to help or our church to help.
教会就告诉她。
So our church told her this.
你以前对那一种形而上的事都不相信。
Before you did not believe in any of the spiritual teachings.
因为你认为比较抽象。
Because you thought that they were very abstract.
但是我们所拜的神就是灵啊。
However, the God that we worship, He's of spirit.
是充满宇宙啊。
He fills the entire universe.
但是他会将圣灵降赐给我们。
And He shall give us the Holy Spirit.
体会到神跟我们同在。
And you shall experience the true abidance of God.
证明有神。
To confirm and prove to you that there is a God.
所以你要祷告。
So therefore you must pray with us.
当那一次祷告的时候。
So that time when she prayed.
她得到圣灵。
She received the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵的状况。
And at the time when she received the Holy Spirit,
她泪流满面。
She was full of tears.
她本来是有化妆的。
When she had makeup on at the time.
流鼻涕，流眼泪。
But after receiving the Holy Spirit, she was in tears all over her face, and she was a mess.
包括流汗。
And she was sweating as well.
所以整个脸都花了。
And that her makeup was all over her face after that.
所以祷告完之后
，After her prayer，
她用很迅速的动作赶快回到后面去躲起来。
So she quickly ran to the back, at a corner.
但是传道呢，马上去看她。
But our preacher followed after her quickly to see how she's doing.
问她告诉她说，你刚才那个感受，告诉我们。
And our preacher wanted to ask her to share her experience, what she just went through.
以前都是教会告诉你什么叫做圣灵，什么叫做神。
Our preacher asked her before it was us telling you who is God and what sort of experience that you can receive and receive from God.
现在你已经得到圣灵，换你来告诉我们。
Now since you've received the Holy Spirit, now it's your turn to tell us what you felt and what you experienced.
也问他说你为什么要哭了呢？
And our preacher also asked her why were you in tears?
他说我是对不起耶稣的。
So she replied that I owe too much to Lord Jesus Christ.
你为什么对不起耶稣？
And so our preacher asked her, why do you feel that way?
因为我以前拒绝他，可是他接受我。
And she says that because before I denied him, but now he actually accepts me.
所以我在耶稣面前我很不好意思。
And she says that I'm not worthy in front of Lord Jesus Christ.
之所以会哭。
Therefore, I cried.
当圣灵降临在我身上的时候。
She says that when the Holy Spirit came down upon me,
就如同神把我抱住一样。
I felt as if God embraced me.
我在耶稣的怀抱。
I felt like I was in the bosom of Lord Jesus Christ.
是因为那一份的温暖。
It's because of that experience of warmth and love.
那一份的爱，
that that feeling.
我哭了。
I cried.
那是很喜乐的哭。
And that was a very joyful. Those are very joyful tears.
如今我知道有神。
And therefore, I'll realize that there is a God.
所以不但我要受洗，我看我的妯娌也要受洗。
And she continued that not only will I be baptized, I will make sure that my family will be baptized as well.
其实她妯娌来教会的次数比她还少。
Oh, her sister-in-law, she's talking about her sister-in-law. Actually, her sister-in-law does not come to church very often.
但就因为她得圣灵，很喜乐。
But because of the fact that she received the Holy Spirit, she was very happy for her as well.
也体会到神。
And through her, her sister-in-law experienced God as well.
所以她很直接的反应。
And her reaction was very direct.
我的妯娌也应该来信耶稣啊。
That's why she said that she thought to herself at that moment that I should ask my sister-in-law to come to believe in God with me.
就是那一份冲动。
And because of that feeling.
因为太高兴了。
Because of her joy that she had experienced.
所以从一个不信鬼神啊，不相信有天国地狱的人。
From a person that did not believe in heaven or earth or any of the spiritual world.
转眼间就马上要受洗。
With a matter of a moment, she believed and wanted to believe in God.
因为她发现这是真的。
Because she realized that all of this are real.
所以圣灵是我们喜乐的源头。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is the source of our joy.
所以当我们领受圣灵之后
，When we receive the Holy Spirit.
那种喜乐是满足的。
The joy that we will receive will give us contentment in our hearts.
是不间断的。
The contentment and the joy will never cease.
所以圣经有告诉我们
，That's why the Bible tells us.
圣灵降临在人身上的时候
，That when the Holy Spirit comes upon us.
会有什么样的现象
？What sort of experience will we go through or what would happen?
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第一节一直看到第四节。
Verses 1 through 4.
使徒行传第二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。第二节。
Two.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。第三节。
Three.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。第四节。
Four.
他们就多被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所示的口才，说起别国的话来。这是五旬节圣灵降临的一个现象。
Here records the occurrence of during the Pentecostal day when the Holy Spirit came down.
他说圣灵好像一阵大风。
It describes Holy Spirit like a violent wind.
当然这是一个描述。
Of course, this is just a description.
大风是一个力量。
Obviously, a violent wind has a lot of force.
也就是圣灵可以让人产生勇气，产生力量。
The Holy Spirit will give us strength and give us courage.
圣灵的人，生命会有力量。
Therefore, after you receive the Holy Spirit, you will have strength in your lives.
所以会有胆量。
We will have courage.
为主做见证。
To testify for God.
会有力量传扬福音。
We will have power to preach the gospel.
会有力量面对各种挑战。
We will also have the wisdom and power to encounter all difficulties.
当这阵大风啊吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
So here it describes that the blowing of a violent wind came and filled the entire house where they were sitting.
有个异象就跑出来了。
And they saw a vision.
说有又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
这是一个异象。
This is a vision that they saw.
也在表示得圣灵的一个状态。
Which also describes a condition as when we receive the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵的人舌头会如火焰这样跳动。
When a person receives the Holy Spirit, his or her tongue will be like a wick of fire.
你回去煮饭的时候顺便看看瓦斯炉一开的时候那个火是不是用跳的。
When you go back and you turn on your stove and observe the motion of the fire, it jumps around.
所以得圣灵的人舌头会像火焰这样跳动。
So here it describes that those who receive the Holy Spirit, their tongue will move like the fire.
再来得圣灵的人会心中会火热。
And also that when a person receives the Holy Spirit, he will feel warmth and zeal within his heart.
那种火热的心。
That kind of a zealous heart.
如果没有聚会拜神，他会很难过。
And if without worshiping God or the opportunity of coming to church, that person will not feel very comfortable.
像火在烧一样。
Just like fire burning this person's heart.
如果他不为主耶稣做工，他会很难过。
If this person after receiving the Holy Spirit does not work for the Lord,
像火在烧。
Then it's like fire burning this person's heart.
如果他不读经聚会祷告，他会很难过。
If this person does not read the Bible, must pray, and come to services, then this person will not feel very good after receiving the Holy Spirit.
那是得圣灵的现象，也是得圣灵的一个反应。
So therefore, the signs of the Holy Spirit are very much how people will react and feel and experience when you receive the Holy Spirit.
第四节又说了。
Verse 4 tells us.
他们被圣灵充满。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满的人会被圣灵引导。
Those who are filled with the Holy Spirit will be guided by the Spirit.
之所以喜乐就是在这里。
And this is where the source of our joy comes from.
圣灵是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神的灵带领着我们。
The Spirit of God will guide us.
那我们的生命有方向啊。
Then we will have direction in our lives.
我们的生命有依据啊。
Then we will have reliance in our lives.
我们不会走错路。
We will not be lost in our lives.
我们在神的带领之下。
We will walk under the guidance of God.
走向天国。
Walk towards the path of heaven kingdom.
圣灵充满的人。
Those who are filled by the Holy Spirit.
会顺服圣灵的带领。
Will submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这是得圣灵应有的反应。
These are the correct experiences and responses that we will have after receiving the Holy Spirit.
圣经说，因为他们被圣灵充满，说按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。
Here it says that all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
这里所说的别国的话。
Here talks about the tongue of other tongues.
是指着奇异的舌音。
It also is referring to the miraculous spiritual language.
得圣灵的人。
Those who receive the Holy Spirit.
舌头跳动。
They will tongue will be jumping up and down, moving around.
虽然我们听不懂。
Even though we do not understand.
可是在灵里面。
But in the spirit.
他是在说讲说神的伟大。
They are describing the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit.
这里的十一节就是这么说了。
And in verse 11 it says.
他们是在讲说神的大作为。
They actually hear them declaring the wonders of God in their own tongues.
当时主耶稣开了在场的那一些从国外回到迦南地的这些犹太人。
At the time, during that day, there were many foreigners or people from different parts of the world visiting.
虽然他们祷告是用奇异的舌音祷告。
Even though when those people received the Holy Spirit, they were praying in spiritual tongue.
可是那些人听懂他们在祷告什么内容。
But those foreigners actually could understand what they were saying.
这就是圣灵的作为。
And that is the miracle of God.
这是得圣灵的一个现象。
And that is indeed a sign of receiving the Holy Spirit.
以前这样，现在也是一样。
It was like that in the past, it is like that, it is like such now.
但是得圣灵不只是舌头跳动而已。
Of course, receiving the Holy Spirit is just not merely having your tongue going up and down, jumping around.
他在平常的生活是顺从圣灵。
We must also submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our daily living as well.
我们请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
十六节看到十八节。
Verses 16 through 18.
加拉太书第五章十六节到十八节。
Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18.
十六节。
16.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。十七节。
17.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相抵，使你们不能做所愿意做的。十八节。
18.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。这里告诉我们要顺从圣灵。
Here it tells us that we must submit to the Holy Spirit.
这种人就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
By doing so, you will not gratify the desire of our sinful nature.
十八节又说。
Verse 18 it says.
若被圣灵引导的。
Those who are led by the Holy Spirit.
就是顺从圣灵。
Those who are submit by the Holy Spirit,
他是不会活在律法之下的。
They do not live under the law.
律法是一个规定。
A law is like regulations.
我们常常会因为别人的规定，我们遵守了。
We often submit to many regulations of this world.
我们不敢不遵守。
We dare not to submit to some of the worldly regulations.
国家法律的规定。
We have a lot of regulations and policies of our society.
不管你喜不喜欢，高不高兴，通通要遵守。
No matter whether if we are happy with them or not, we are obligated follow them.
那国家学校为什么要有这些规定呢？
Why is it that our country or our schools will have these regulations or laws?
的共同的遵循呢？
By doing so, that everyone has a uniformed way of conduct.
才会有一个秩序。
Then there will be order will be established.
因为有一个规定。
Because there are laws that everyone has to follow.
可是被圣灵带领的人。
However, those of us have been led by the Holy Spirit.
你不用规定啊。
We do not need such laws to follow.
他自然会在圣灵的带领之下去做。
Because naturally these people will follow.The guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他会遵行啊。
They will submit and live by the Spirit.
不用特别的规定。
They do not need any special laws of this world.
所以他不受律法的规定。
That's why we are not bounded by the law of the world.
他不因规定而遵守。
And we are not bounded by the law.
所以他是个。喜乐的人。
And because of that, we will be happy or very joyful.
因为他被圣灵带领。
Because we are led by the Spirit.
这是圣灵的功用。
So this is the function of the Spirit.
那圣灵还有一个功用。
The Holy Spirit also has another function.
我们请看约翰福音十六章第七节。
To John chapter 16 verse 7.
约翰福音十六章第七节。
John chapter 16 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。保惠师就是圣灵。
Here says that the Holy Spirit is our counselor.
说我们今天领受圣灵的人要证明一件事。
That today, those of us who have received the Holy Spirit will attest to this.
证明主耶稣死了复活升天。
We all have attested that the Lord Jesus Christ died, ascended to the heaven, and came back.
当主耶稣还没有被钉十字架之前。
Before the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified.
他就很明确地告诉我们。
He clearly told everyone.
他如果不回去，圣灵就不会下来。
That if he doesn't if he doesn't return to the heavens, then the Holy Spirit in this world.
你我都没有看过耶稣。
I'm sure all of us have not seen Jesus Christ in person.
也都只有听说主耶稣被钉死在十字架上，然后埋葬三天，然后复活，然后升天。
We've only heard of the recording of Jesus Christ dying on the cross, and after 3 days ascending back to the heavens.
可是我们今天可以从我们领受圣灵这件事情，对照主耶稣之前所说的话。
But however, today, through the our Holy Spirit that we receive from God, we could confirm what we read in the Bible.
表示他已经从死里复活升天了。
Because when we receive the fact that we all receive the Holy Spirit verifies that he has ascended to the heaven.
所以圣灵下来，我们领受了。
Because of that, the Holy Spirit was able to, Holy Spirit was able to come down to this world so that we can all receive it.
这种证明我们看不到的事。
And Holy Spirit can verify something that we cannot see.
这是圣灵的功用。
This is another function of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵也带给我们喜乐。
And of course, the Holy Spirit will bring us joy.
我们请看箴言十七章。
Let's turn to Psalm 17. Proverbs 17, excuse me.
箴言十七章二十二节。
Proverbs 17, verse 22.
箴言十七章二十二节。
Verse 22.
喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。这里谈喜乐的心。
Here it talks about a cheerful heart.
圣灵充满我们。
When the Holy Spirit fills us,
我们领受圣灵。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit,
是喜乐，是满足的。
We will feel cheerful, and we will feel contentment.
也因为有喜乐的心。
And because of the fact that we have a joyful heart,
所以在我们的人生当中会有很大的帮助。
That will have positive effects in our daily living.
有一个弟兄。
We have a brother in our church.
他得到我们所谓的血癌。
And he received leukemia.
就是那种造血功能不足的。
He was not able to generate blood cells as normal person could.
那个时候他还不到三十岁。
At the time when he was diagnosed, he was about 30 years old.
经过医生的检查治疗
and after the treatment from the doctor
后来也做化学治疗
he went chemotherapy
但是很奇妙的
very miraculously
他恢复健康
he was healed
因为在他的化疗期间
because during his chemotherapy
他的头他是没有头发的
he lost all his hair.
所以是很明显的一个标志。
And it was a very obvious sign.
是后来他都长出头发。
That he was ill, but later on his hair grew back.
他的病好了。
And he was healed.
我们很好奇地问他。
So I asked him very curiously.
你是怎么好的？
How did you get healthy again?
他说两个条件。
He said that there's two things.
第一个。
First.
依照医生的指示。
I did according to the directions of the doctor.
他叫你吃药你就吃药，他叫你化疗你就化疗。
I went through taking medication as directed and went through chemotherapy as directed.
第二个条件。
Second.
因为我们是基督徒。
Because we are Christians.
那圣经有说啊。
The Bible tells us.
喜乐的心乃是良药啊。
That a cheerful heart is like medicine.
所以要保持愉快的心情。
That's why it is very important for us to maintain a cheerful attitude.
那因为我们有圣灵啊。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
所以我们很喜乐啊。
Therefore, we naturally are very joyful.
因为有圣灵啊。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
所以什么都不怕啊。
That's why we're not afraid of anything.
不会想太多啊。
And we won't think of things too much.
有时候我们有些人虽然知道说啊，对了，喜乐的心乃是良药啊。
Of course, everyone knows the philosophy behind being cheerful is a medicine to our hearts.
喜乐不来嘞。
But how come? But it's very difficult sometimes to be cheerful to begin with.
这一帖良药吃不下嘞。
And this is a very difficult medicine to take.
这种原理我们都知道啊。
We all know the philosophy behind this phrase.
生病要保持心情要保持愉快嘛。
We all know that when we're ill, we have to still maintain a cheerful attitude.
会对我们的病有变好有帮助的。
Of course, that will have a positive effect on our illness.
所以后来这个弟兄的病就好了。
So later on, this brother was healed of his leukemia.
他现在已经四十几岁了。
Now he's about 40 some years old.
在他的工作上是很顺利的。
He's very successful in his career.
他的身体是很健康的。
He's very healthy now.
所以喜乐的心乃是良药。
So therefore, it is indeed true that a cheerful heart is a medicine to our hearts.
那如果圣灵内住。
So if we have the true abidance of our Holy Spirit,
这个喜乐的心会更稳定。
Then we will consistently have a cheerful heart.
因为他就是这么说。
Because that's what.
信耶稣没有什么好怕的。
He says that when we believe in Christ, there's nothing that could bring fear to us.
他很清楚。
He was very clear about that.
生命在神手中啊。
He was very clear that our lives are in the hands of God.
虽然是轻描淡写。
Even though that was an easy way of describing it.
但是可以看出他的信心。
However, it truly reflects the foundation of his faith.
所以他恢复健康了。
And because of that, he was healed.
所以得圣灵充满着喜乐。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we shall receive a cheerful heart.
对我们的生活有很大的帮助。
It'll have great benefits.To our daily living.
我们再看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14 verse 16.
一直看到十八节。
16 through 18.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十六节到十八节。
Verses 16 through 18.
十六节。
16.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。十七节。
17.
就是真理的圣灵，是世人不能接受，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。十八节。
18.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。圣灵跟我们同在。
The Spirit will be with us.
所以我们永不孤单啊。
It will live with us so that we will not be orphans.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那降临在我们身上。
It'll be upon us.
我们是可以体会的。
It's something that we can experience.
而且是很具体的一个认识。
It is a very concrete experience.
因为它是灵。
Because it's a spirit.
所以没有体会的人。
So those who have not received the Holy Spirit.
圣经说不见他，所以不认识他。
Therefore, have not seen him and does not know him.
我们之所以认识他，因为他跟我们同在。
Because of the fact that we know him is because he lives with us.
我们之所以肯定，因为他在我们里面。
We are sure because he abides with us.
所以我们永不孤单啊。
Therefore, we will not be like orphans.
所以得圣灵可以很明确的知道什么叫做神跟我们同在。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, we will very clearly see the abidance of God in us.
因为神同在
，because the God is with us，
当然很喜乐啊。
Of course we will be very joyful。
哦，没有什么烦恼。
There's nothing that could bother us。
那圣灵不只是跟我们同在，让我们永不孤单。
And the Holy Spirit not only will just live with us so that we are not alone.
他更是我们生命的导师啊。
It will also guide us in our lives.
我们请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
十二节十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
约翰福音十六章十二节十三节。
John chapter 16 verses 12 and 13.
十二节。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。十三节
，13，
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。真理的圣灵来了
，The Spirit of the Truth has come.
要引导我们明白真理。
He will guide us into all truth.
圣经都是真理。
The Bible speaks of God's truth.
但不一定每个人都看懂。
However, not everyone after reading it will understand.
光从每个人的解释不同。
And from the fact that everyone after reading the Bible have different explanations.
我们就知道这个事情，这个问题是很大的。
That's a big problem.
同样一本圣经。
The same Bible.
为什么会解释不同呢？
Why is it that different people have different explanations?
圣经有说。
The Bible tells us this.
要明白圣经。
We must understand the Bible.
要有真理的圣灵。
We have to have, the truth with us.
因为它才可以带我们进入真理。
We have to have the spirit of truth, then we will truly understand the truth of God.
它才可以让我们明白真理。
Then it'll allow us to understand the true teachings.
所以当我们得圣灵之后
，So after us receiving the Holy Spirit,
不管是读经
，No matter if we are reading the Bible,
听到
，Listening to sermons,
查圣经
，Or going through Bible studies,
都有很大的帮助。
It'll have a great benefit to us.
因为真理的圣灵在我们里头。
Because we have the spirit of truth within us.
因为圣经都是神所默示的。
And because the Bible are revelations of God.
所以要透过启示啊。
And through his revelations.
所以借着圣灵的帮助。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以明白圣经的道理。
We will beWe will understand all his revelations and the teachings of the Bible.
因为圣经的道理是永生之道啊。
Because the Bible has contains the gospel of life.
是通往天国的道路啊。
It's the roadmap to heaven.
我们不能不知道。
We cannot afford not to understand what it says.
但是要知道。
However, in order for us to understand it,
我们要领受圣灵,
we must receive the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵来带领我们明白真理。
So we can allow the guidance of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
期待我们的朋友继续来查考圣经的道理。
And we hope that our friends and relatives can continue to study the Bible with us.
对我们的生命，对我们的未来都有很大的帮助。
Because it surely would have a lot of benefits.And positive effects on our future and in our daily living.
一起来唱诗。
Please sing him.
四百四十六首。
Sing him 446.
灵是喜乐之泉。
Indeed, the Holy Spirit is the fountain of joy.
它是喜乐的源头。
It is the source of our joy.
因为它是超乎物质的。
Because it surpasses all the physical things in this world.
我们现在一起祷告。
Now we will pray together.
期待我们的慕道，我们的朋友一起来跟我们祷告。
We hope that our friends can join us in our prayer.
本会的祷告方式是这样。
And this is our method of prayer.
一开始我们奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We start the prayer by saying, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray."
因为圣经就是这么交代。
Because that's what the Bible tells us to do.
无论说话、行事、祷告，都要奉主耶稣的名。
And no matter when we're speaking of the words of God, when we're praying, we must say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们一开始就奉他的名祷告。
Therefore, we start our prayer in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后不断地练, Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
We should continuously to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这是一句赞美神的话。
We should praise our Heavenly Father.
我们的祷告方谢的话, 赞美的话,
so, the main objective in our prayer is that we must give thanks and also we must praise His name.
为了表达我们的, 敬虔,
and in order to show our reverence towards God,
我们用跪着的方式,
we kneel down.
为了让我们专心祷告,
in order so that we can concentrate,
我们手合着, 眼睛闭着,
we close our eyes and hold our hands together.
祷告, 是来到神面前。
When we pray, we are presenting ourselves in front of Jesus Christ.
祷告是跟神说话。
When we pray, we are conversing with God.
所以我们, 尽管来到神面前。
Therefore, let us free ourselves and come before God freely.
献上我们的感谢。
Let us present our thanksgiving.
向他祈求。
Let us present our pleas.
尤其我们期待 主耶稣赏赐给我们圣灵。
And we ask God to grant us His Holy Spirit.
那我们要, 迫切地祷告。
We must pray with zeal and with our totality.
就像圣经所强调的。
And just like what the Bible emphasized.
那一种叩门的精神。
We must pray as if we're trying to knock, have somebody open up a door for us.
叩门, 他就为我们开门。
Knock, those who knock, the door will be open.
所以用我们迫切的心向他祷告。
So we must pray with a fervent heart.
更要有信心来到他面前。
Also we must have faith when we come before God.
相信我们的主耶稣垂听我们的祷告。
We must truly believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. We must pray to Him.
相信主耶稣会成全我们的祈求。
We must truly believe and have faith that God will fulfill our pleas.
所以不管你是要求灵恩还是要求圣灵。
And no matter whether if you are asking for spiritual gifts or the Holy Spirit,
还是要求平安。
Or you're simply asking God to give you peace.
还是有很大的困难要向神祈求。
Or you're simply asking God to solve your difficulties in life.
还是要求圣灵充满。
Or praying for the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit that you have.
都请你到, 台前,
you're welcome to come in front to pray with us.
教会的圣职人员会帮你按手祷告。
The workers of God will help you pray by laying hands on you.
按手祷告是一种祝福，也是一种帮助。
When we lay hands on you, it's a gesture of blessing and also to assist you in your prayers.
希望我们的朋友跟我们一起祷告, 来体验。
So, I really hope that our friends and truth seekers can share our joy with us by praying with us.
让我们知道原来神真的在这里。
So that you may